Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and we have a couple in-studio guests we'll be introducing in just a few moments. But as we start off, we invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 127, beginning at verse 1 as we start off. Psalm 127, starting at verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guides the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. And then going on with Psalm 128 as well. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Verses 1 through 6, all of Psalm 128. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the wonderful gift your word is to us, and thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to open your word and draw on the grace, the strength, the encouragement that comes from spending time in your word each and every day. Father, we ask that you'd move on the heart of every listener today to grow in their understanding of the great place your word needs to have in each of our lives. Help us to know, Lord, that in so many nations, many don't have any Bibles. And we in a nation and a culture where often we have so many, Lord, help us to realize that we need to be opening it, not just a little bit, but a lot every day, spending time one-on-one with you. Thank you for the gift, the wonderful gift of being able to spend time with you and your word each and every day. Help us to be faithful, not only to do it as individual believers, but help us as parents to do the same, to teach and train our children as well. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Let me remind you, we're still in the midst of our campaign that we're doing in line with, along with the Bible League International, the Open the Floodgates campaign. We're encouraging you to help us to work with the Bible League International to provide Bibles for people on the continent of Africa. Africans need the Word of God all over that continent, and we'd be glad if you could partner with us to help do the same. You can call this number 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-YES-WORD. And remember, your gift of $5 can help transform a life through giving a gift Bible to an individual or a family. $25 provides 5 Bibles, $50 provides 10, and $100 provides 20 Bibles. So join the Bible League International along with us and help us to pour more and more of the Bibles into the hands of individuals and families all throughout the continent of Africa. Grateful to have in studio with us today two special guests, Holly Whitehead and her daughter Mary Chapel Whitehead. Holly and Mary Chapel, how are you all today?
We are great. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Good to have you all with us today, and I appreciate you tuning in. And as we glad to have you in studio with us today, would mention too, and specifically want to mention this, that, you know, we're great. We really don't have as many children on air as I'd like to, and so I'm really grateful that Mary Chapel took time out of her busy schedule to be with us today. And as we start off, Holly, I'm going to ask if you'll just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself as well as your daughter, Mary Chapel.
Okay. I feel very blessed with two girls. Mary Chapel's our oldest, our firstborn. She's 9 years old, and our youngest is 4 years old. I have dark hair, green eyes. My girls have blonde hair, blue eyes, and look just like their daddy, who we all three adore. I'm very thankful for Mary Chapel and Emery both, but it's been so neat to see God, how he has answered prayers that I prayed for this little girl, and my husband has also prayed for this little girl. Mm-hmm. Just over the years, it's so neat to see fruit of what we have put in to her and just see God working and shining through her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. Yeah. And so again, Mary Chapel, you're how old did you say?
9.
9 years old. Okay, then. And how old is your little sister?
4.
Four. Okay. So you're her main nurse, I guess, these days, right?
Sorry.
Okay. Okay, then. Well, Holly and I have the privilege of serving on the board of directors of Parkgate Pregnancy Clinic as well. And Holly, I want to ask you this too. Now, I learned that you've had a heart to be a missionary over a period of years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, something I'm going to ask you to share a little bit more about that, but something that I think is really neat, and I appreciate you being willing to share about this. Whether Christians understand this or not, every believer is really called to be a missionary in the truest sense of the word. We all have a call of God to carry the gospel and to carry the light of Jesus Christ into the specific place he's called us to. And so in the truest sense of the word, every believer is both a missionary and in full-time ministry as well. But tell us about just your heart to be a missionary.
Well, I think it's really, really interesting to look back at my life. I'm 37 years old. It's neat to look back. And at an early age, God really... I became a Christian when I was in the third grade, and God early on put missions on my heart. I really, really had a heart for that. But it's neat to see how, even though I'm not a missionary, I'm not in another country, and that's what I saw in my mind when I thought about a missionary, it's neat to see how God, where I have been. My husband is a physician, and where we've been with medical school and residency and college and so forth, it's neat to see how God continued to press that upon my heart, whether that was in college, talking to professors, or I was in graphic design major, how it came up in artwork. It's been explaining my artwork. It was neat to be a witness there. And also, as raising our girls, it's neat to see how that heart for missions has been guided in serving other people around me, as God has put it on our hearts. A lot of times putting it someone on their hearts, me not having anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. So that missions aspect has been really neat to see how God, I haven't been on the mission field in another country, but it's neat to see how God has continually put missions on my heart and on the girls' hearts and my husband's to help serve in various areas.
Okay. Now, Mary Chapel, now I want you to tell us a little bit about, you all have you're sponsoring a child in another country. Tell me his name.
Isubalu.
Isubalu, okay. Now, I'm not going to try to spell that, but say his name again.
Isubalu,
okay. And tell us a little bit about Isubalu.
So he lives in Ethiopia. He is HIV and also epilepsy.
Okay.
He has one brother, one sister, I don't know, and then a mom.
Okay.
And so he was the last, all the kids that I could sponsor, he was the last one that had like a need, you know.
Okay.
Like that. Yeah, and our whole family sponsors a child named Julio.
Okay. Okay then. And now, Isubalu, then what? Okay, how long have you all been sponsoring him?
Oh, I think about
4 months.
Yeah.
4 months.
Three, four months.
Yeah.
Okay, and you write letters from time to time. That's part of it. Okay. Okay. What made you decide you all wanted to sponsor a child in another country?
Well, we just went through this thing that told a story about one of the children that had been sponsored,
mm-hmm.
and a story about them, and so that made me want to sponsor someone, mm-hmm. and he was the last child with something like a need, a medical need,
right?
And
okay.
So then I wanted to.
That's good. That's good.
And it happened to be his birthday was just 6 days after.
His birthday was 6 days after mine, mm-hmm. born the same year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, you know, I appreciate you sharing about that, Mary Chapel. You know, that's one of those things that lots of children could get involved in something like this if they choose to. And some children actually do projects to help raise money. Now, did I understand you were involved in a project to help raise money?
Yes, for my birthday party, and to have presents, I raised money for him.
Okay.
And if we got $240, then my mom, my grandparents, and I donated some money, and then with that added up, it ended up being a lot more.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And you were willing to give up all your birthday presents to do that?
Yes, sir.
That's good. And see, that's the kind of thing Jesus calls us all to do. He calls us to sacrifice, but Jesus is worth it. He's worth all the sacrifices we can make then. So, and that was a neat thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And God calls all of us, again, to be involved in missions in some form or another. And again, sometimes we go overseas to do it, and sometimes we may go in our backyard and our neighborhood to do it.
Yeah.
But God has work to be done all over the place. So thank you for sharing that then. So were you going to share a word of prayer for us today? Okay, would you pray?
Lord God, I praise you. You are almighty. You created the sky, the earth, the galaxy, your universe. You are Alpha, Omega, beginning and end. Thank you, God, for the air, our bodies, our souls, animals, food, family, and a great Christian school. Thank you, God, for you. I pray for the woman in that church that you put on my heart last December, and that Asubulu will be healed from HIV in Ethiopia. And I pray that he'll do well in school, even though he has epilepsy. I pray that Julio and Bolivia will be safe, and they'll both grow in Christ. I pray that I'll continue to do your work. And I pray for Parkgate that they'll be able to save more babies and all. I just love you, Lord God. I pray that you'll take away my sins. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mary Chapel.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That. Holly, I want to ask if you would take time to pray for moms, both homeschooling moms and moms as they prepare for the summer for their children too. But pray that moms and parents will grow in the understanding of the need for us to make discipleship a part of our lifestyle and discipling our children. Would you please?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Dear Lord God, Lord, I come to you just humbled, Lord, even to be here today, God. You know that anything that anybody can learn from us, God, is only from you shining in us, God. We are just vessels. And God, you know more than I even know myself, Lord, how far we are from where you want us to be and how far and how much you want us to grow. But God, I thank you and I praise you, God, that I have seen you answer prayers, God, and what effort we have put in, God, you have just blessed us tenfold, God, undeservingly. God, I pray, Lord, for all the moms listening right now, God. It's a busy world, Lord, and you know we're pulled. And God, I thank you so much for your grace, God, when we fail, when we are exhausted, God, and we don't pour into our kids days that we should, God. You bless us when we come to you earnestly and ask you for forgiveness, God, and do spend time with you, God. You just wrap us up in your grace, God. Thank you, Lord. You don't hold what we haven't done against us, God, but you bless us for what we do pour in. God, I pray that others will hear that, God, because I love that you do forgive us and wrap us in your grace, God. Lord, I thank you that children, Lord, are so open to learning and hearing your voice, God, so much so in the busyness, and we have static and we are not listening and hearing, God, so much, Lord, you put people in their hearts that we don't even pay attention to or notice. I thank you, God, for that. That is just the Holy Spirit, Lord, working in us and working in them. God, I pray that whoever's hearing this, God, if they aren't doing things right now, to pour into their kids and be poured into themselves, God. I pray right now, God, that they'll just see today as a new, fresh day, a wonderful beginning, God. Lord, you just are excited about that as much as these women, I hope, that hear this. Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to be here today. And we just pray that whatever is heard and whatever speaks to other people's heart, God, is exactly what you desire.
Yes.
Holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, I too thank you and I praise you for the gift, the wonderful gift that you gave to the world when you gave the mothers, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for many moms that are listening, some that may be housewives, others that may be moms that are in the work field, others that may be single moms who are struggling again. So many moms are tired. They have so much on them, Lord. Father, pour your spirit of grace and rest upon them. And Lord, send along the path persons that will help them to be the effective moms that you want them to be, that will pray for them and encourage them and help them to be sure that they're making time to get in your word in spite of the busyness and pray and stay close to you. Bless our moms with the spirit of prayer today. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Our in-studio guests are Holly Whitehead and Mary Chapel. We'll be right back after this break.
The law is paralyzed. Justice never goes forth, for the wicked surround the righteous, so justice is perverted. Habakkuk 1:4. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Corner. The United States Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled it is unlawful discrimination for schools to enact policies that restrict students to use restrooms reflecting their biological gender. According to the courts, schools cannot require boys to use boys' restrooms and girls to use girls' restrooms. The sexual deviancy agenda and its allies in U.S. courts clearly seek to wrap our children in their wicked social experiment. First, it was heterosexual free love, then homosexual love and marriage. Now it's transgenderism. What is the next stop on the sexual revolution train?
Visit the Hamilton Corner on the podcast page at AFR.net. For more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
This is probably the oldest question there is concerning the things of God. Is it okay to ask God questions? If we look at when the angel of the Lord visited Zechariah about he and Elizabeth, he questioned God and it didn't work out too good. The angel of the Lord visited Mary. She questioned God and he gave her an explanation. So what was the difference? Have you ever heard the phrase, when you know better, you do better? I think that that was what was happening with Zechariah. He and Elizabeth weren't young and naive like Mary. They had been around for a minute and they should have known better. God takes not only our actions into account, but our motives too. It's our attitude or the state of our hearts that makes the difference. Don't believe me? Take inventory then. If the Lord were to visit you right now with surprising off-the-wall news, what would your reaction be? If your reaction isn't what it should be, then ask the Lord for help. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
And my father, your great-grandfather, fought in World War II.
Really?
He was a gunner on the big ship out in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
Your great-grandmother did her part, too.
Was she on a ship?
Oh, no. She stayed back home. She and a lot of her friends worked really hard in a factory because the men had gone off to war.
Ooh.
And they held scrap metal drives to help in the war effort. The folks back home were heroes too.
Here at the American Family Association, we consider you the heroes back home. As you fulfill your responsibility of caring for your family day to day, your partnership with us is crucial as we fight the enemies of freedom in America. Thank you for your commitment to the American Family Association.
Grandpa, what's a scrap metal drive?
Let's get some cookies, and I'll tell you all about it.
This is the Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
Of Mandisa, the song God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. We're grateful to have in studio with us today Holly and Mary Chapel Whitehead. And Holly, as we start off in this next segment, I'm going to ask if you'll share, why would you say is it so important for every believer to be involved with the sharing of the gospel?
Wow, that's a great question. I think because if one thing we can learn from Jesus and in the Bible, it's his heart for serving, whether that's washing the disciples' feet, which is still amazing to me. Or any other story, we just see his heart for missions, for reaching the lost, and especially people that don't necessarily fall in a group that we would normally associate with him. So I love that. So I definitely think in his story all throughout it, it's all about other people mm-hmm. and serving in out-of-the-box ways, which I love.
Right. Okay, then. And, you know, let's see. How, Mary Chapel, how old were you when you gave your heart to Jesus?
I think 8 or 9.
8 or 9 years old?
Yeah, okay. Somewhere around 9.
Okay,
yeah.
Then. Do you remember the day you got saved? You remember what the date was?
Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday. That's a good day to get saved. Of course, any day is a good day to get saved, though. And you got baptized on what day?
The Jewish Easter Sunday.
Okay, so Easter Sundays are very special to you. Of course, they should be special to everybody, but especially to you. Okay, okay then. And also, too, have you ever shared the gospel with anyone?
Yes, sir.
One time
when I was about 6 years old, mm-hmm. I just finished ballet class, and I was changing mm-hmm. into my outfit for jazz class, which is right after. Mm-hmm. So I was in a stall with someone because there weren't enough, you know, for mm-hmm. everyone to get their own. So I was with one of them, and God put on my heart to say, "Are you a Christian?" Mm-hmm. And then I asked her, and she said no. Mm-hmm. And she said, but she'd heard of him. Mm-hmm. And then I told her Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Did she seem like she was interested in giving her heart to Jesus?
A little bit.
A little bit? Okay. But at least you got a chance to plant a seed in her heart, too.
Yes.
And hopefully she did give her heart to Jesus
yes.
sometime before
yeah.
long after that, too. Then that's good. Well, Mary Chapel, I appreciate you sharing that, because children as well as grown people, we should share the gospel often, because lots of people
yes.
are not saved. And the biggest need in the heart of any human being is to give their heart to Jesus Christ. There's no bigger need that anyone could ever have than getting saved. So that's good.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you to keep up the good work. Are there other instances where you were involved in ministry that come to mind in your church, or reaching out to people in other ways? Tell me about the story. Okay, there was one story that I think your mom shared right. about. You were in church one day, and you saw a lady that looked kind of lonely.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So one time, so for Christmas, we always go to my great aunt's house and mm-hmm. have church there.
Okay.
So we were at Christmas Eve service, and during the candlelight service, I saw this woman, and God kept putting on my heart to ask if I could sit with her because
mm-hmm.
she looked lonely and didn't have anyone to sit with at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked her, and I stayed with her from candlelight service until it was over.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I bet that touched her very deeply, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the time I had no idea. You know, here I was in church
mm-hmm.
and definitely did not even register with me. Oh, there's a lady here that's by herself, whereas you know, God was working in Mary Chapel's heart and
mm-hmm.
put her on her heart so much that Mary Chapel said, "Mom, that lady over there is by herself. Nobody else is with her." And I said, "Okay, sure. You know, if you want to go over there, that's fine." And, you know, so she said, you could tell her Merry Christmas, right?
Is that yeah,
right?
I did.
And then she went
Merry, Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry mm-hmm. Christmas Eve. That's right.
Okay.
And so that's neat to see. That's in one of those stories where God is working in their hearts, and I had nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Praise God. That's
yeah.
good. That's good. And, you know, the Lord can use any one of us if we just make ourselves available.
Mm-hmm.
And there's work all over the place because people have needs. Sometimes, again, they live on the other side of the world, and sometimes they live right down the pew from us in
yes,
church.
Sir.
So that's good. It's good for us to always have a heart that's listening to the Holy Spirit's direction. So.
Mm-hmm.
Now you had I think you had a Bible story about someone
yes,
named Deborah.
Two of them.
Okay.
Two of them.
I want to share the story about Deborah.
In that story there are two women
okay.
that are my favorite. Deborah
okay.
and Jael.
Okay.
Yeah. So the children of Israel, they
mm-hmm.
were doing evil in the sight of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this woman named Deborah. She was the judge.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord told her that she was going to have to fight against King Jabin of the Canaanites.
Mm-hmm.
And so King Jabin's army
okay.
was, the leader of it was Sisera, who he'd been in charge of it for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so Deborah told a man named Barak that God wanted him to fight and be the leader and get 10,000 men mm-hmm. and go to Mount Tabor and then fight the Canaanites. And he said he would not go, he would only go if she accompanied him. So she went with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sisera, Barak slew all the men.
Okay.
But Sisera ran off his chariot on foot mm-hmm. all the way to a Canaanite's house.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a wife named Jael.
Mm-hmm.
So Jael let him in because her husband was friends with the king.
Mm-hmm.
And so he asked for water, and she gave him milk.
Mm-hmm.
And that made him sleepy, and he fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she got a nail and hammered his head off.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And so then Barak came by looking for him, and she showed him where he was. And then Barak and Deborah were singing praises to God about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what
so both Deborah and Jael were two very courageous women in that story that helped get God's work done.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So thank you for sharing that. You know, there are lots of powerful Bible stories that have lessons that we can learn that help us in our lives, that remind us the importance of trusting God, being courageous.
And mm-hmm.
We all need to be courageous
yes.
at times and following the Lord and serving the Lord. So thank you for sharing that
You're
story.
Welcome.
You're a good storyteller.
Thank you.
Thank you, then. So, Holly, I want to ask if you'll pray for parents. You know, one thing I think of this, some parents recognize the need for us to both teach and train our children to read the Word and to read Bible stories, but some don't. Would you pray for parents to really grasp the need to really make that a priority?
Sure. Dear Lord God, thank you so much, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, and for people to be, I hope, Lord, encouraged by our story, God, and you shining your light, Lord. I pray for people that are not spending time in your word, Lord, and sharing with your families, God. I pray that they'll be encouraged, Lord, because you are ready to go, God. You are just looking for us to have open hearts, God. And it's amazing how just as a parent, just when I do spend time just alone with you, God, how you give me the energy. And more importantly than that, God, you help me know how to prioritize, Lord, to know where to spend time and how to share yes. with my family and where you want me to go, God. And Lord, I just pray for others too, God, because it's so exciting, Lord. There are so many different people in different places and different situations, Lord. Some that are working 3 jobs, some that are staying at home, some that are keeping grandchildren, there's just so many different situations, God. But Lord, I do know that wherever you have us, God, you have us there with a purpose,
Jesus.
God. So I pray, Lord, for anyone that's listening, God, that they will be refreshed in knowing, God, you love them. You couldn't love them any more than you do. You
yes.
want the very best for them, God. And when they, just like us, God, when we finally open our hands and our hearts to you, God, it is amazing to see what you do, God. And that also, Lord, when we spend time with you, Lord, you open our hearts and our minds to see things you're doing, God. You are alive, Lord. Your Holy Spirit is alive in us, God. It's working, and God, it's so neat and such a privilege with Christian friends to hear their testimonies and stories, God, and hear about how you are alive and breathing and living in this world today, God. And I'm so excited as we all listen to you, God, how what stories you have got for each of us, God. You are amazing, and you're so big, God. We cannot even fathom how big you are. God, I pray that everybody will just, Lord, that they'll just be a new energy, Lord, to share your word, because the opportunities we have to share with our families are unlike any other. Nobody else can do that job, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you'll just pour into us a sense of direction, God, and renewal, Lord, just to know how and where to share. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, I do thank you and I praise you for every parent listening. And Lord, thank you for the opportunity you give us as parents to both help our children to come to know Christ, but also to thank you for the chance to help teach them how to grow up in their faith and to become followers, faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of wisdom and grace to help us to be diligent and really faithful to make that a high priority in helping our children to both to come to know you and to grow strong in you as well. Help us to be faithful to teach and train them to pray, to teach and train them to read your word, and teach and train them to not only hear your word, but to walk in its wisdom. Thank you for that opportunity. And Lord, for every parent and grandparent listening, stir us, Lord, to really recognize the great need for us to really put our heart into doing that well. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Mary Chapp, I want to ask you this now. You tell me about the instance when you prayed for your little sister when she was coughing. Tell me about that.
So we were in the car one time when I was about six, and so my sister was sick. Okay. So I was praying for her because she was coughing, like, would not stop constantly. And so I was praying. And so right when I finished my prayer, like, immediately she stopped. Yeah.
So the Lord heard your prayer real quick.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. You know, he's good at that. He can answer prayer super fast. I'll tell you what. That's good. Thank you for sharing that story. Then there was another instance about it. Tell me about the storm.
Okay. So one time we were on Natchez Trace coming home from Alabama, nowhere near our house. Okay. And so then there's very rare storm, a very rare type that's really, that's close to ground, that the electricity, like the lightning is close to ground and stuff.
Lightning
close
storm,
to our car.
Maybe.
Yeah, but it was like a rare and really bad one. We were all scared, you know, and my mom told me she wasn't scared, you know, just to make me feel better, but that didn't help.
Okay.
And so I prayed to God, and right after I finished praying, I wasn't scared anymore. The storm stopped a little while after that, and no one actually wanted it to come again. A normal storm came, actually, but yeah.
Okay, you wanted the storm to come back after you'd prayed it away, huh?
And a normal one did.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, it's neat to know that we serve a God. He's so big, he can stop storms and stop babies from coughing. He can do all that and a whole lot more.
Yes, sir.
He's a wonderful God, a wonderful Heavenly Father. And, you know, Holly, I think of this too, that it's good for us as parents to recognize that children have a natural openness to both to the gospel and learning truths about God. That's why it's so good for us to teach our children young. And it doesn't mean older kids can't get saved or grow.
Right.
But when they're small, they're wide open to truth. And so it's wise for us to make the most of that opportunity as well, too, then. So, and again, to every parent listening, I want to encourage you, if you're not helping your young children to start reading the Word of God and start to read Bible stories, today is a good day to start. Because the fact is, again, that openness that God has put in children is one that we need to make the most of when they're very, very young. I would encourage every parent listening to, when your children are small, often give them the chance to pray and receive Christ at home. Now, don't feel like you need to wait and let that happen only at church. Now, it often happens at church for lots of kids. But for many, it happens at home when dad or mom leads them in a salvation prayer. And, of course, if they're already saved, you can lead them in a rededication prayer. But to every parent listening, remember, share with your children the opportunity to pray to receive or recommit their hearts to the Lord often. Because when you do that, the opportunity or the possibility of them getting saved is much greatly increased. So do that often. I would encourage, again, every single listener. Father, again, thank you again for the opportunity we have as parents have of having the privilege of helping our children to come to know you, and the opportunity to teach them how to begin to grow up in their faith. Thank you for the chance to read the Word with them and allow them to read the Word of God out loud to us. Thank you for the chance for us to pray for our children and to pray with them and to teach them how to pray. Help us as parents to be faithful, to live a lifestyle, and to be role models of showing them what a life of prayer looks like as well. And Lord, help us to be faithful enough to help our children to learn to pray so that when they go off on their own, they'll have the wonderful skill of knowing how to both know the Lord and walk with God in prayer as well. We thank you and we praise you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
In studio with us today is Holly and Mary Chapp Whitehead here. We'll be right back after this break.
A lot of people think hell's a party place, but if you buy into that idea, Dr. Tony Evans says you'll regret it for eternity.
The worst part of hell is being able to see heaven and not go there.
A look at what hell is and isn't, coming up this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Guy's an evolutionist, and there's nothing in the whole course description about biblical creation as even a plausible alternative.
A committed Christian father, a doubting daughter, and a liberal professor clash in the captivating film, A Matter of Faith.
This guy stands against everything that we believe in.
Wasn't the Bible written by men?
Yes, it was.
Then how does that make it the Word of God?
Every believer needs to see A Matter of Faith, now out on DVD at afastore.net.
I believe one of the greatest needs for this generation is for men to be men.
Pastor, author, musician, Carl King.
Men have lost their initiative and they're spending time in games and pornography, and the culture is vomiting this out and many men are just sucking it up. But I think that the Word of God, and I think that our culture is asking for men to step up and say, okay, I'm gonna use that manliness that God has given me. I'm gonna be a provider. I'm going to be a help. I'm going to be a protector. I'm gonna stand up. I'm not gonna use and exploit women. By me being self-controlled and self-disciplined, I'm going to change the world.
Advancing truth, wisdom, and empowerment. UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
The very place Christians ought to go to learn to beat Satan often becomes the place where Satan beats them. Dr. Tony Evans explains how that happens as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
He attacks the church through promoting disunity, division, discrimination, racism, classism, culturalism. He wants to split the family of God up because Satan understands something that many Christians don't, and that is God does not work in a context of disunity. There must be harmony in order to see the power of God. So if he can get people making their first decisions based on their personal heritage rather than based on divine viewpoint, then we better learn to get along. Because we're in a common battle against a common enemy. And one of the reasons that our communities are in disarray is that churches have been kept from coming together and making a distinction between membership and fellowship. Fellowship means if you belong to Jesus Christ, even though we don't dot all of our I's and cross all of our T's alike, we're still spelling the same name, Jesus Christ. It is incumbent upon us to recognize that our fellowship is in Christ while our membership may be distinct. And so maintaining fellowship without compromising membership becomes a very important purpose of the church.
Learn how to experience the victory Jesus has already won for you. Get a copy of Dr. Evans' book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare, and find new hope whether you're dealing with relational concerns or tougher issues like sexual or emotional problems, substance abuse, and so on. Visit TonyEvans.org today to get the details and to make your request. That's TonyEvans.org. Then be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. Blessed is the man who doesn't stand in the way of sinners. Blessed is the man who doesn't sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. Blessed is the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked. Blessed is
The music of Cam, the song Psalm 1. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Our in-studio guests today are Holly and Mary Chapel Whitehead, and we've been having a blessed time in the Lord listening to Mary Chapel share Bible stories and other things on her heart about her walk with the Lord as well. Holly, as we start off this segment, I want to ask if you'll share. You have some Bible story or resources that are great tools for parents to use as discipleship tools with their kids. Would you share a little bit about some of those?
One of the ones that I have loved so much and try to share with as many people that I think could use this, like our family has, are the 700 Club Superbook DVDs. These are 30-minute stories. They are fabulous for any, I would say, ages 4 years old. That's a little, if they can keep their attention, that's 4 year old to about sixth grade, boys and girls. And I think they're great for even small groups that are meeting. That's a good thing for kids, which you, when you have a wide age group, age range of kids, that's a wonderful, those stories are fabulous. They pertain, they have Bible stories and how they pertain to real life, present day dilemmas. And also, as far as Christian music, I love listening to Hidden in My Heart, A Lullaby Journey Through Scripture. That's a, it's actually one that I got, I think, for the kids. I bought to soothe, you know, just to be soothing music for the kids. But I've loved it. I'll listen to it in my kitchen and at home. It's just fabulous. Also,
those are books.
The Hidden in My Heart, A Lullaby Journey Through Scripture. That's music.
Okay.
And that's a great one to purchase. But as another DVD that I love. These are ancient, but these are so good.
Let me jump in real quick.
Yeah, please.
Be sure and leave me a list of these when people call
in.
The Superbook, that's a DVD, a Bible story DVD series.
Yes.
That is animated cartoons, right?
That's right. They're cartoons, and I just can't say enough good things about them. I mean, and the parents, when parents are able to watch it with their kids, I mean, my mom, who gives this to their grandkids, she learned so much from it. I learned so much from it, just making a correlation, you know, just a connection between the Bible and present-day dilemmas. It's just fabulous. I also love Cedarmont Kids is another DVD. These are so old, but these are entertaining for children, and they're Christian songs. A lot of you, I know, are familiar with this for sure. And as far as Bible books go, I know Mary Chapel, one that she has with her today is Golden Children's Bible. It's great for kids who want more details than the baby type Bible storybooks, but it is condensed more than the Bible. So if they're
it has pictures.
That's right.
Okay, so it's kind of for elementary age children, pretty much.
Yes, okay. Yes. And and then also Brave Girls Bible Stories. Mary Chapel has really enjoyed those about women in the Bible.
We finished it just this month.
That's right. Just this month. And the last thing, too, that I think has been fabulous is Growing with Jesus, a devotional book. We would read that, Mary Chapel would, when I was driving to school to take her in the morning. That was a great time to have some, for us to all, you know, give God time and literally, I guess, be on the same page, but and learn from Him. So that was a great use of time because we're all busy.
She would read while you're driving.
Out loud. She'd read out loud. So the 4 year old, myself, we're all, you know, learning something from that.
And it on the bottom, it would always have a neat fact. Sometimes like a baby's born every 5 seconds, which is actually true. And so I could always find something like that to relate to the devotion. I don't think it was meant to be like that at all, but for every single one I could.
Okay.
So
okay.
It made for good
Are
time.
Are you sure you're 9 years old? You're sure you're not a little older than
it
that?
It just reminds this month. But.
Okay. Well, that's a very wise idea, Holly, and I appreciate you sharing that because, again, a lot of times that's very helpful for parents. Different ideas or ways to instill the Word of God or Bible truths. And Bible story books are good, are great tools. And I would mention, of course, it's good to both read the Word of God and read Bible stories books to kind of supplement that with our kids too. And now, Mary Chapel, you were going to recite a scripture for us, right?
Yes.
Okay, was it? Did you see John 3:16?
John 3:16, yes.
Okay.
For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Okay. Okay. So you memorized that one. That's good. That's good. Okay. And you were going to tell us a little bit about another Bible story that you really like then, one about David, you want to
do it? And Goliath, yes.
Okay, okay. Were you going to read or are you going to share about it? Which do you prefer?
I think I'm just going to read a little briefly through it because it's five pages.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the Philistines, they were ready for battle at Shahak. And so the Israelites were gathering up in a valley. There were two mountains in the valley in between. That's where they were going to fight in the valley. Philistines on one side, Israelites on the other. So King Saul and his body, in his army, they were camped on one side. I think it was the right side. The Philistines stood on the other side. So their champion named Goliath, who's 9 feet tall and 9 inches, he was their champion. He shouted out to the Israelites, someone will have to come down here and send your bravest man to come down here and fight with me. And if they kill me, then we will be your slaves. But if I kill them, then y'all will be our slaves. And then, you know, so then David, who is a shepherd, he played music for the king with his harp that soothed him a lot. And so he was a shepherd, and his father asked him to bring food to his brothers. Then when he brought it to them on a battlefield, he heard Goliath say that same thing again. And so then the Israelites, so he brought food to his brothers. And so then he heard that, and he said, I would be willing to fight. And then his oldest brother said, I know your pride and the wickedness in your heart. You've come down just so that you can see it. And so then King Saul puts on all this armor on him, and it's too heavy for him. So he just gets five smooth stones and puts them in his shepherd bag, which he always carries. And he has a slingshot, so it goes down. And, I mean, that must have been really scary for the Israelites because, I mean, if he didn't win, then it'd be done for them. Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then he slung a rock, and it hit Goliath on the forehead. And then he fell down, and the king was going to give whoever brought Goliath's head, he was going to give them his daughter in marriage. And so then, since he didn't have a sword, he took Goliath's sword and cut his head off and brought it to the king. Yeah.
And so he brought a great victory for the whole nation of Israel that day.
Yes, he did.
Okay. That's a powerful story, and that's a favorite Bible story for a lot of children, but that's a favorite Bible story for a lot of grown folks, too.
Yeah.
It's a powerful story of faith.
And I think it really shows me that even children can actually do amazing things.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true. That's very true. We have just a few minutes left here. In our last few minutes, would you, Holly and Mary Chapel, would you tell us a little bit more about what led up to your decision to decide? You all sponsored two children.
Yes.
Right?
I sponsored one, and then our whole family sponsors one, which Emery thinks is hers.
Okay.
Four-year-old.
All right. Okay. Holly, tell us a little bit more about what led up to you and your family getting involved with sponsoring children.
Well, our church had Compassion International come to our church parking lot. They invited lots of, any church in the area to come as well. And Compassion, who I was not familiar with before this, before hearing about at our church, they set up these trailers. And they had three different experiences that people could get in line, put on a headset, and walk through with the headset, an experience of it, and an actual child in, say, Ethiopia.
Uganda, the Philippines, or one more place. Okay. We went through one about Uganda, about a girl named Olive. So she was her family was very poor. She lived with her mom and her grandma and her brother and sisters. And so then these soldiers were invading and were trying to kill them. And so she had to go into the forest with only herself in a blanket for a few days, no food, for a few days, just can't even move at all.
Just to survive.
With the risk of being taken, making a sound, soldiers might get you, or being eaten by maybe animals. for instance. And so then her aunt took care of her, and she got and she went to school. But then she got really, really sick. But it made her feel good because she was invited to play soccer in America. You know, that made her feel good. That's and good. She ended up being better, and now she sponsors two children.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a neat story.
And they show in the trailer there is a room that is a school, which so when you sponsor a child through Compassion, and it's about, I think, $36 a month. I'm not sure about the exact 36, yeah, 37, something maybe, like that. Yeah. But you, they provide, there's a school where these children go to and they learn about Jesus and they learn all kinds of things. So as you walk through the child's journey in the trailer, you're able to see how that provides hope for them in a world where they have no hope. I mean, they are living in
poverty, below poverty.
Below poverty, yeah. So so that really tugged at our hearts. That was a fabulous experience for me to experience. I've never been to these other countries. And for the children to experience. And so afterwards, they had different children on cards that are and only one person sponsors this child. So if you, so you're able to choose, and if you write to them, they, obviously they want everyone to write to them at least three times a year. Mm-hmm. And but if you
write
don't,
to
the sponsored children, and they write back. And so we, Mayor Chapel, wrote a letter to Asubalu,
who's HIV, and he wrote back. And so his letter, it showed that he had HIV. And he said he wanted to grow up to be a pilot, but he probably won't ever even get the chance, you know. And he also has epilepsy.
So just getting that letter with his prayer request that he would do well in school, and the second one being that he would be healed from HIV, it struck our family so much because this is a child that's their age, and we had no idea that was his medical condition. So we
and also epilepsy. And my cousin has epilepsy actually.
Okay.
He's not doing so well right now.
You know, I would mention our time is just about completely gone, but I appreciate y'all sharing that. And as we close, I'm going to take a moment to pray that more people will choose to do that, because that's a wonderful kind of mission outreach that a person can do without traveling away from their even home though. But first, I would just say, Holly and Mary Chapel, thank you all so much for being with us on the broadcast today.
Thank you. We've loved it. Thank you.
Honored to have some home missionaries to come visit us here at the Hour of Intercession. A blessing to have you all. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
Father, thank you for today. Thank you for Holly. Thank you for Mary Chapel. And thank you for Holly's husband as well, that a family that's very much involved with a mission outreach right in their home and their home community. Thank you for the ways that they allow you to use them. Lord, more and more, help us all to be believers that live in such a way that every day you reach through us to bless the world around us. Move upon more listeners to become sponsors of children in need in other nations and in other places. But help us all to know that every day you desire to use us to be missionaries, to shine the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever we go. Use us more and more for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening today. We appreciate you being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.